This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Johnson.
And Conan.
And we're talking about just lunacy in general among the American population, who seems to not understand that if your expenses equal your income, you're going to have a bad time. And if your expenses exceed your income, you're going to have a terrible time. Because through all of this, you know, it points out rightly that you can evidently start investing in real estate with a minimum of $500. Mm-hmm. But as we pointed out, for the average American, that might as well be $50,000. Because they're no closer to having $500 put aside to invest in something than they are $50,000. They're living paycheck to paycheck.
And one of the, you know, the easiest ways is that, you know, people think that they can't save up any money, and yet they're, you know, smoking, drinking, and, you know, spending $5 on coffee every single day. You
going
know,
going out to the restaurants every week.
You know, cut out alcohol out of your life, and you're going to save a whole ton of money real fast, most people, you know.
It's surprisingly cheap.
Yeah.
To drink alcohol.
You get bottom shelf vodka.
It depends on what you're doing. If you're going out for drinks or getting drinks at restaurants,
that's what I'm talking. You see, they're going out to the restaurants every day. My neighbor,
I only eat out.
You see, a young guy makes good money. He goes out every single night to the bar, and it's like, wow, man, that's not cheap.
If you go out every night and you're getting drinks every night, you add up those costs.
I'm not getting drinks from bars every night.
I was going to say, you add up those costs, I think you're going to be real surprised if you think it's cheap.
No, it can be cheap.
Yeah.
Like, that same person could buy the bottom shelf vodka for like $8
for
a half gallon.
If you're buying it and drinking it at home like a weird alcoholic that has 3 DUIs or something.
Well, you're not any more of an alcoholic sitting at home drinking it than you are going out to a bar drinking it.
Well, especially if you have cats, so you're being social. you've got the boob tube. You're watching, you know, something.
So if you're out in public at a bar, it doesn't count as alcoholism.
No, it would still count as alcoholism, clearly. But I think it's you're more likely to be someone who has alcoholism rather than just somebody who's having a couple drinks. If you're the type of person who's sitting at home drinking alone,
it's more so,
especially if you're drinking.
Well,
sake,
just at me.
Especially
next
if you're
time,
drinking a bottle of sake at 8 a.m.
It's
or whatever.
It's more socially acceptable to go drinking the same amount of alcohol with people, with real life people, than drinking with your cats. It's frowned upon.
Hey, you know,
hold on.
They have cat wine you can buy now.
I sat at home drinking wine with my cats. Tonight, I'm going to a bar with a friend.
Yeah, well, they have cat wine.
Well, you have good balance. Some people don't have any type of balance. It's just cats, every night.
Good, yeah.
They have cat wine you can buy now, you know.
What?
Yeah.
Is it?
Like a catnip wine, and you can buy it.
That's actually interesting.
I do not.
I'm not thinking catnip, but I'm thinking some other herbs.
Yeah, well.
You know, some, like thyme? That might make a good wine.
Maybe. See, I thought you meant a completely different type of herb.
Well, that's probably true. I'm sure someone has experimented.
You get THC-infused coffee in Vegas.
Yeah, I don't know how the wine would work. Because kind of musky.
I mean, it sounds like it's time to do some science.
Well, someone hook me up and I'll start a batch. Sugar and yeast, that's pretty much all you're really talking about. And you throw in your third element of what you want it to taste like, dandelions, apples, any kind of fruit.
Well, before we get further back into this article explaining to Americans how they can stop, you know, living paycheck to paycheck, let's go to the phones, because evidently Jesus is the reason that Johnson is still breathing, and James is going to tell us all about it.
Thanks, Jesus!
James, you don't have financial investment advice for young couples?
I haven't got yet to speak yet on so-called Free Talk Live, where callers take control of the airwaves. and I don't say this lightly, that your friend Mark should be Dedgington and Johnson Rice and that ugly man you're looking at, the fairy, they literally wouldn't be breathing right now if I didn't still fear Jesus. Because
so what would I be doing instead if you weren't afraid of Jesus?
But Conan...
Go ahead.
Johnson Rice,
I never expected James would prove that he listens to more than just a few minutes of the show.
Not to mention, if I had three Deweys, Conan, if I had three Deweys in the state of Arizona,
I thought it was 97 now.
I would be looking at more mandatory hard time than your friend did for watching somebody tortured to death. Like I keep saying, Jack Edgington literally shouldn't exist. The father's a murderer who got off easy, and because you guys all agree with his politics, speaking of forgiveness, James, if I were to throw acid in your ugly, pretty boy face, so no amount of makeup
would
ever
make you a pretty boy
again,
if
I were to do that, would you practice the art of forgiveness and forgive me when you couldn't play guitar anymore? And
how would you throwing acid in my face affect my ability to play the guitar?
Because I break your hands, too, just so you could never use them ever
again. You didn't say anything about breaking my hands, James. If you're going to make... Hold on, James. Shut up. James.
No, don't tell me to shut up.
So what you're saying is that without Jesus, you have no morality.
I don't have to tell you to shut up. That was me being polite. I have a hold button here. I can, literally make you shut up. But, if you're going to throw out these hypotheticals about things you're going to do to people to make them suffer... You should actually convey to them what you're envisioning, because that whole not being able to play the guitar thing, that came out of nowhere. You didn't say anything about breaking my hands.
So it's interesting also, as I think that the whole primary basis for this call is he said that without Jesus, you wouldn't be, I would do all these things. Well, you're admitting then that you're going straight to the fiery depths of hell if that's what you actually believe, because if you actually go and read your religious tome, you will find that Jesus can't be your excuse for morality. That's not virtue.
Actually, well, he's speaking Old Testament values, where you don't kill because God will strike you down. But Jesus wasn't his game.
Yeah, well, no, but I mean, what you're saying is true. But there is also still you need to be virtuous of your own. You don't do it because God will strike you down, but you also need to be virtuous of your own will, not simply because you live in fear. Fear is one motivator, but being a good person is supposed to be another motivator.
Well, the entire concept behind Christian morality is that the reason they are moral is because they are afraid of the punishment of being immoral.
Well,
it's not because they want to be good. It's because of they're scared of the consequences
I think
of being bad.
I think you have different types.
Yeah.
And that's why I brought up the Old Testament type. They had their Ten Commandments because they had a bunch of hooligans running around, and they're like, we don't want, murder, and we don't want people eating pork, so we're going to have to write them down in rules, and then we're going to have to threaten them with some type of punishment. But here's my question for Mr. DWI.
Yeah, he's
James.
Got 99 now.
99? I mean, when you're driving around under the influence, you are a danger to everyone on the highway. If you were to kill some little lady and her entire family tonight while you're listening to us on the radio, of course... I mean, aren't you just as wrong as the guy that you were complaining about all the time, Mr. Mark?
James?
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to respond to everything that was just spoken of me for the last 5 minutes instead of only getting 10 seconds on the public airways. Jesus judges people by their actions. The thoughts that I have responded to...
No, he literally doesn't. So the book that is written about him literally says otherwise.
I've never so much as caused an accident, Conan. Let alone have three theories of which...
If you're under the influence, you are a danger.
Ministers of peace and love have said I've had and called me a liar when I told them that it couldn't be further from the truth. Again, if I had three theories in Arizona, I'd be doing more hard time than Mark Edgington, whose victims still can't be reached for comment.
Okay, James, this isn't about
Mark. Johnson Rice said about my father, he's lucky I haven't counted his soul into pavement and ended his life as he knows it right now.
Did I make you mad?
Nothing about
no, his father did, because his father didn't love him.
I do good because you're commanded to do good, not because I fear Jesus. I'm a good person, unlike...
Oh, you're a good person? You go around threatening people? I think your father would be embarrassed by you.
James, thank you so much for the call. It's an interesting... statement that he just made, though, that he's good because he's commanded to be good.
He's an Old Testament Christian.
It doesn't matter. That sort of authoritarian concept that morality
comes from a very military family.
Yeah, that morality comes from an authority.
Right.
That's inherently immoral itself. It's dependent upon what the authority tells you to do, whether or not you're a good person, not obeying an authority.
Don't miss this year's Liberty Con with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO John Mackey, Congressman Justin Amash, and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith. Attend two spectacular debates. Is government necessary? And does capitalism require government intervention? Network with over 70 pro-liberty organizations. This and a whole lot more. April the 3rd through the 5th in Washington, D.C. Visit LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on LibertyCon.com.
You can be the smartest person in the room on the topic of the Constitution if you watch this free webinar. Liberty First University is online training on the principles of liberty and the origin, proper application, and defense of our founding documents and the principles they contain. You will receive an education worthy of the highest institutions of learning, as if the founders were teaching it. Join us at lfu.freetalklive.com to watch the free pre-recorded webinar. Watch now at lfu.freetalklive.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up two bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the third bottle free. Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy two. Get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dinovite.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Johnson.
And Conan.
And you know, a lot of events are canceling, but Forkfest is still going on, unless, you know, Rogers Campground, where it's held, is just going to be like, no, we're not admitting anyone. But Forkfest is not canceling itself. So you
well,
can...
Wait, what you mean for, like, COVID-19?
Yeah. So, yeah, people are...
So, no, this is New Hampshire. We don't do like that.
No. Nah.
We're not afraid. We're afraid of bears. We're not afraid of... the flu.
So June the 29th until July the 5th, you can join us for Forkfest 2020 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. It happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, but Forkfest is decentralized, so no one is in charge. So no one can cancel it anyway, except Rogers Campground, obviously. There's also no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping site, your RV site, or your motel room with Rogers Campground for June the 29th until July the 5th. And we're better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire. You can relax and go camping, or you can create whatever experience or event you would like others to have. But if you're planning an event for Forkfest, be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with other Forkfesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the Forkfest forum. Links to those are on the unofficial website, forkfest.party. Again, that's forkfest.party. Now, we've been talking about savings here and ways that Americans can generate savings to retire early, or not even to retire early, but just to live a stable life that right. is moving forward.
So, the second tip here is pay off all your debt. You know, clearly, it says, and then they suggested to get consolidate your debt with a personal loan, so that you're paying lower interest rate. And it says they say it might sound counterintuitive at first, like you're just moving one form of debt over to another. But the truth is, paying one bill each month might be a lot easier, and this could even lower your payments, save you tons of money in interest, and/or allow you to pay off your debt faster. If you're not sure where to start looking, they recommend a site called Fiona that'll match you with a low-interest loan. Rates start at 3.84%. It won't make you stand in line or call a bank. And, you know, if you're paying 3.84%, that's going to be a lot less than the 17, 20, 24, 25, 28% rates that some of these credit cards can charge people.
Wait, 3.8 for just a cash loan?
That's right, yeah.
Or is that...
You could potentially get, that's where the rates start. I mean,
but the kind of people who are getting 17% interest loans aren't going to qualify for a personal loan.
No, they're not. No,
at
not
a 3.8%.
No, I didn't say a 17% rate. Loan. I said 17% because they're paying on debt on credit cards. Most likely, you're going to be able to get a personal loan from a credit union or something like that a lot more easily, that has a lower interest rate that, you know, than a credit card. A credit card interest rates are huge.
Yeah, sure. I mean, even a signature loan is still like 14% or something. But you're not going to get a 3.8 unless it's like a used clunker.
Well, this website called Fiona apparently has loans that start at that rate that are specifically for helping to do credit consolidation.
Hmm.
So, you know, there may be some places.
Also, here's another thing. Call your credit card and try to get your interest rate lowered.
Yeah.
17% is that's loan sharking.
I don't know about that. I don't know what the average credit card interest rate is. A lot of them are pretty high.
I think the ones I think I started at like
12. You're not supposed to leave. You're not supposed to rack up a bunch of bills on a credit card. That's not what it's for.
I think I started at 12.
Yeah.
And I think I'm down to 9. But I always ask, they call me, like, do you want to increase your rate? I mean, not your rate, but do you want to increase your balance? I'm like, no, I'd like to increase my interest rate. I mean, once you lower that another point.
Right.
And I think I'm down to 9%. But like I said, if you pay it every month, you never have to worry about it.
Right, exactly.
Well, in that scenario, I think the high interest rate could be an effective deterrent to get people to not carry balances.
And it can also be a nail in your foot where it's just constantly weighing you down. But
I can't be too sad about people who are putting nails in their own feet, though.
Yeah, that's it.
I suggest to them that they not do that.
I don't think it would work as a deterrent. I don't think it would.
I think you still have Jesus on the brain.
Well,
the Romans did that for him.
Thanks, James.
But
speaking of saving,
Jesus didn't put the nails in his own feet, though.
Yeah, as I said, the Romans did that for him.
Yeah, it was his government. Well, not his government.
It's like
but.
A very unpleasant mani-pedi. So,
and who is drunk enough to get nailed to wood?
Well, yeah. So they go on to say here, refinancing and consolidating debt was one of the moves that Deacon and Kim Hayes made to pay off $52,000 worth of debt in 18 months. They had a few higher...
I hear a number like that, not just Marvel. What in the world did they do to acquire that amount of debt?
Who knows? Cars? You know, maybe it was cars, maybe it was partly in a house.
I've met those people.
I don't consider those to be debts because they have property backing them up, right? You have the car, you have the house.
Well, maybe it's a boat. You know, maybe it's a jet.
When I think in terms of debt, I think in terms of something that doesn't have the property to line up with the amount of money that is owed.
Anything that you're paying interest on that you had to take out some kind of a loan for is debt. You know, it's a car loan, boat loan, you know, personal loan, whatever it is. If it's a loan, it's debt.
But I mean, you have the car as material property,
but it's not an asset.
It is literally an asset.
But not your jet ski.
It's more of a liability.
Your jet ski and your boat, they could be.
It depends on what your car is doing. If you're using
They're more
it to
of a
work.
Liability than an asset, because an asset is typically something that's going to appreciate in valuable.
No, it's something that's going to generate value. And an automobile absolutely transporting a person to work.
Correct.
An automobile might, but a boat or a jet ski definitely is not going to be doing that.
Well, I wouldn't argue that most Americans
work
need to
buy a
jet ski.
Seaside restaurant. But, you know, a car is going to depreciate in value, though. And it may depreciate in value more quickly than the value it generates by transporting to someone to work if they could be taking a commute. You know, like the guy...
But that's improper use of the asset. You know, that's like taking... That's like using a savings account. It's like you're using the asset in a way that won't outstrip the slow degradation of value.
Right.
But it doesn't necessarily have to be bad.
Right, that's true.
You don't have to put that many miles on your car.
But, I mean, I don't think most people know how to leverage their, you know, assets in that way. Because they're just...
Well, that's the problem, though.
That's why we're talking about this.
That's why we're talking about it, because people are not financially literate. So, okay, this couple paid off $52,000 worth of debt in 18 months. They had a few high-interest credit cards that carried more than 13% interest, and this kept them from making any real progress paying them off. So they refinanced, which lowered their interest rate, in turn, lowered their monthly payments, and sped up the process, and within 18 months, the couple was debt-free.
That's not an entirely accurate statement. That 13% interest didn't keep them from paying it off. The fact that they carried balances for several months on those credit cards.
It said this kept them from making real progress paying them off because,
but if they had never carried a balance in the first place, that interest, as Kona pointed out, would never have mattered.
What I'm hearing from this couple went cold turkey. They made a decision. Sure. They're like, we're going to get this taken care of. 52 in 18 months. And they probably make good money, too.
They had a debt-free...
But they went cold turkey and made a decision that no more, we're getting this taken care of. And bam, bada boom.
There's more secrets to get into about how you can live debt-free. This is Free Talk Live.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet. Certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app. The next generation wallet is coming from Divi. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and Fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
More tests for the coronavirus are now available.
LabCorp and Quest are in the process now of distributing and marketing coronavirus tests all across America.
Vice President Mike Pence giving an update with the President's task force on the virus and reminding everyone, if you do get it, the chances of becoming seriously ill is extremely low. The number of cases in New York State has risen dramatically, especially in New Rochelle, a suburb of New York City. Governor Andrew Cuomo has deployed the National Guard. New Rochelle Mayor Norm Branson.
In order to assist with logistical and operational challenges that are associated with this matter, we expect that that will be principally assisting with cleaning as well as with the delivery of meals.
A one-mile radius around the center of the outbreak there is now in quarantine. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Johnson.
And Conan.
And we're talking about ways that people can get out from underneath the debt. And there are other ways of doing that than just these six secrets that we're talking about. You can check out the CFO Project, written by Tom Young, who's the author and founder of the CFO Project. You can check out his free book at CFO-project.com, because with the current state of the federal government and its $23 trillion in debt, its $127 trillion in unfunded liabilities, it's bad advice to stay in debt. So take control of your money. Don't let your retirement savings be used to bail out the government. Check out his new book, The Family Money Farm, The CFO Project, at CFO-project.com. Again, that's CFO-project.com. CFO-project. So let's go to the phones real quick. We've got Logan calling from North Carolina. Logan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, wow. Thanks for having me. How are you guys doing tonight?
Good. What's on your mind?
I listen to the podcast and everything, so I'm not really up to date on what you guys are talking about right now, but I wanted to add some input about the what makes an individual a arm of the state or an entity of the state conversation that you guys have had over the weekend.
Okay.
So I'm actually calling you guys from overseas right now. I'm a contractor for the U.S. government, and I've been doing it for the last several years. And from somebody who's been on that side of, you know, working for the government, I would say that what qualifies as a agent of the state is somebody who is working in the benefit or on behalf of the state itself. So if your job entails, you know, helping progress the foreign policy of the state or improve the state's ability to conduct, you know, whatever operations it has overseas or even in, you know, in the United States, I think that would make you an agent of the state, regardless of how much money has been invested in you or whatever company it is that you represent.
I think I would agree that anyone who is paid to benefit the state is essentially an agent of the state.
And I'm sorry, I sound like a... Okay.
Yeah, it sounds like you're underwater in a submarine.
I'm not a submarine.
But are you agreeing that you're an agent of the state? Is that where you're going with this?
Yes, currently. As much as I, you know, conflict with that, I know it's very hypocritical. Unfortunately, though, I got five mouths to feed, and due to my specialized skill set, this is really the best job I can get at the moment. But I fall more into the libertarian principles and ideas, and kind of work against the system I'm currently under contract with.
Yeah, I am personally also kind of in the same boat. I work for the post office. I'm also a contractor, and it is what it is. I mean, you've got to make decisions to feed yourself, and at the same time, I mean, you've got to these are hard decisions that have to be made. We have to live with the state. We have to deal with it, and so I try to do other things to make money, but as far as right now. It's kind of hard to walk away.
For sure.
With that in mind, if you don't mind me asking, nobody is running for office up there in New Hampshire. How effective do you think it would be for, say, somebody, I guess, with my status, you know, having worked as a government contractor and really seen in or worked for the U.S. government, how effective do you think it would be for somebody like me to run as a libertarian candidate for office, you know, whether it be local or state in North Carolina?
I'm not sure what the political spectrum is down there. You would do much better in New Hampshire, for sure.
He would technically, sure.
Yeah, as a libertarian, but you would still lose as a libertarian. If you ran I would research my county, municipality, and I would see what goes best, and I would run either as a Democrat or a Republican, because that's the two-party system we live in, we have to deal with.
Logan, thank you so much for the call, and yeah, that's the tragedy. Even here in New Hampshire, not very many, if any, people running as libertarians actually get elected.
And but
they run as Republicans and they switch to libertarians and then they don't get reelected.
Yeah, but libertarians who run as Republicans sometimes do, and some Democrats do.
Sure.
And I mean, if someone's going to question you, you know, you can't run. You're not a member of our party because you think this way. And it's like, well, yeah, I mean, tell me why.
Well, I mean, you can literally and easily be a member of their party. There's no purity test to join the Republican Party because they have no principles for which a purity test could occur.
Correct. You just have to deal with their articles that they write about you in the local paper,
and complaining
about how you're a carpetbagger or something.
And their insane bureaucracy. Oh, God, the bureaucracy. And the Libertarian Party has that, too. But you really get down and dirty with it when you start looking at, like, these local Republican committees and things like that. The level of bureaucracy
is just
out of control.
I don't know how you guys do it.
To the extent that, you know, the county party has no idea how their bylaws actually function.
Well, that sounds like any group.
Right. I mean, it's bureaucracy out of control.
The only one who really knows what's going on is the treasurer or the, you know, the guy who actually wrote up the bylaws, and he's probably not in the party anymore.
Well, no, because the bylaws have been amended and changed, and this part conflicts with that part, and this part isn't clear in the first place. It's nuts, man. I don't understand it. Kudos to anyone who has the patience for dealing with that level of bureaucracy to accomplish anything.
With trying to work within the system?
Joining
the mob to take down the mob?
I can't really say I have better things to do because I've been to some local Republican meetings, but I have not taken part in the bureaucracy. And I can't imagine having the patience to do that.
Well, it sounds like, you are trying.
Not to deal with the bureaucracy, no.
But you have invested some time in the party to see what's going on.
I've invested time in me, and I use the party as a mechanism for doing that.
Good. And like I was telling the last caller, that's probably the way to do it. You can talk all you want about libertarian ideas and, you know, what you really stand for, you know, on this show and with your, you know, people on the street.
Ron Paul did it.
Yep, he did.
Successfully. So let's get back into this article. How else can people, what are these great secrets?
Sure. So I know we're running a little bit short on time, so I'm going to trim the secret number 3 a little bit. It just says, leave your kids $1 million without being an actual millionaire, and suggests a path to buying some life insurance. They suggest a company called Bestow, but I'm sure there are
other options. So their plan for early retirement is to die early?
I guess. early retirement for your kids, I guess.
Yeah, and by the way, I'm going to call this out right off the bat. I mean, if that's why you're making all your money to leave it to your kids, I think all you're doing is setting up disaster. You're going to give a bunch of money to some kids in their inheritance, and they're going to go blow it. Unless they've been living rough their whole lives.
Potentially, you never know.
Didn't Jobs leave all his money to charities and he didn't give anything to his kids? I think that's the right way to do it, by the way.
You could raise your kids correctly to properly understand finances and things like that.
And if you did, you wouldn't have to leave them a huge inheritance because they're already doing good because they learn from you how to take care of business.
Well, secret number 4 here is start a $350,000 business empire.
All right.
Just have a rich dad. Buys your house. Yeah, no problem whatsoever there. So we're going to get more into these secrets that are getting a little bit weirder.
No rich dads were involved in this example.
855-450-3733.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive. The list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. And if you're quick, you can still get on the air with us. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Johnson.
And Conan.
I want to say thank you to Chris Hickman, who is tonight's amplifier. He's a gold-level amplifier, which, if I remember correctly, and I probably don't, means he chooses to contribute $10 per month to the AMP program. Of course, we don't ask that. All it takes to join the AMP program is $5 per month. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. Money that you use to join the program is used strictly to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. So if you like the show, if you like what we're doing, you might consider signing up. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com. And Chris Hickman, I want to say thank you. I hope you're enjoying the show, and I hope you continue amplifying it. So we got a few more of these secrets to get into. Evidently, the next one is quite a doozy. But before we get into that, let's go to the phones. We've got David calling from New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, hey, that was quick. I was just calling to. There was a transgender young lady who had a run-in with our current government, Michelle Lujan Grisham, a few years back. Transgender young lady was doing an internship, and when the governor, which she hadn't disclosed she was transgender, and she alleges that when the governor, who was then a congressperson, found out that she was transgender, she got fired. But the more interesting part of it, if a person searches this, is that the governor later applied for a restraining order against this young lady named, her name is Riley Del Rey. And the interesting part of this, though, is the tactics that Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham used, and you'll recognize this. Lujan Grisham said in a statement that she was, quote, fearful of the former intern Riley Del Rey, and said in court documents that, quote, she believes Ms. Del Rey intends to cause her serious harm, or her behavior will harm other people in public settings. And all this Riley Del Rey had done was enter two different public appearances that Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham had made and was speaking at political events, and speak. You, and one time, using a bullhorn in order to be heard, was protesting against Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham. And she was arrested for that by Albuquerque Police Department, which labeled or charged her with the public, or what do they call it again, disturbing the peace and possible assault. So Del Rey spent a night in jail on that occasion. So anyway, there was just tactics used by those in power, like the statement, finding someone or being in fear of somebody. And in today's environment, when you say that you fear somebody, that has lots of ramifications like red flag laws and stuff like that. So I just found that interesting.
Okay. Thanks for the call, David. That's a good story. Always interesting to hear from you and your little stories about trans people that you always... Is the trans population in New Mexico really that high? I'm going to have to look into that at some point. I can't imagine that it is. But anyway, secret number four for building wealth is evidently to start a $350,000 business empire. That's it. That's all you got to do.
Yeah.
Is make $350,000.
Well, here's the thing. It says back in 2007, Adam and Corinne Enfinger were a broke young married couple who'd just had their first baby. Both of their cars broke down within the same month and they couldn't afford a new one. So Adam bought a bike to ride to work. On one of his 17-mile commutes one way, he had a business idea. Sell screen-printed Whoa. T-shirts with animals on bikes.
He was commuting 17 miles one way
yeah.
each day, 34 miles on a bike
yeah,
each
every day.
Day.
Yep.
Wow, kudos to him.
So Adam and Corinne worked odd jobs.
I mean, I don't see the idea as being particularly, you know, lucrative,
yeah.
but hey, he made selling screen-printed T-shirts with animals on bikes into a success.
Yeah. So Adam and Corinne worked odd jobs to make ends meet while they worked to launch what would become a $350,000 business, Dark Cycle Clothing. Now their first few attempts at selling products didn't go so hot. At one event, they sold maybe two items. Corinne decided to list the extra products on Etsy, and that's when things started taking off. In 2009, Dark Cycle Clothing became the couple's first full-time career. Since then, they've started selling their T-shirts at markets again, which now makes up about a third of the company's revenue. They've even hired someone to help out with photography and customer service. We're so busy. Corinne said, we grew really fast, and sometimes I feel like we're still catching up from the growth of the beginning because we didn't start with a plan. It took 3 or 4 years for us to really believe it was going to be our career. Adam added, the key to building a business together, get creative, don't give up, hustle hard, and enjoy it. Then their secret number five is to cancel your car insurance.
What? Good advice.
One of the easiest places for couples to start to cut back on your monthly bills, like your current car insurance. In most places, it's straight up illegal to not have it, so you've probably accepted that you're going to have to pay through the nose for it, but you don't have to. They, again, recommend a tool. Here's a free website called The Zebra. We'll find the best deal for you in just 2 minutes. All you have to do is enter basic information about your car and driving history, then The Zebra compares prices from 100 companies to find you the best price. So that sounds a little bit not exactly like they're saying cancel your car insurance. So
they're more like saying change
yeah.
your car insurance.
Make sure you're paying the least you can for your car.
You can up your copay. That might lower it a little bit.
Possibly.
Yeah, reduce what you don't need. Like, for example, I don't need my actual truck to be insured because it's a 20-year-old truck.
Yeah.
But I would want, you know, health, medical and, you know, property damage and whatnot insured. But the truck itself isn't insured.
Yeah. So the last little secret here is add up to 200 points to both of your credit scores. If you and your partner have plans to buy a car or a home or even rent a place, you'll need a healthy credit score. But if, like many of us, when's the last time you even checked your credit score? Let's start there. We suggest using a free website called Credit Sesame. That's what they use in the article. I personally use a site called Credit Karma.
I use Credit Karma.
Yeah, I don't know about Credit Sesame. I don't know if they charge
you
money, but Credit
Karma
is free.
Is that like the Chinese Sesame program?
I don't know. I doubt it, though.
Yes.
we like it again because it's free and it takes less than 2 minutes to sign up. Once you have access to your score, you can take steps to improve it, with Credit Sesame's personalized recommendations. Salome Buiteria and her husband, Alfredo, both struggled with bad credit. Both of them got laid off of their jobs, and the credit card bills started to stack up as they tried to support their 9 kids. Their scores were in the low 500s. Yeah, low 500s for credit scores.
I think we have found this couple's problem.
They signed up for Credit Sesame and started taking its recommendations. For Salome, it helped her find an error on her report and dispute it. It also recommended reward credit cards that she could qualify for that would help her improve her score. Today, Salome's credit score is around 790, and Alfredo's at 701. Neither of those are stellar scores, but they now have big plans to buy a home soon. Just because you have bad credit now doesn't mean you have to live with it forever. Credit Sesame will help you get there. It takes approximately 90 seconds to get started. Again, same kind of thing with Credit Karma. They make recommendations. They will show you, you know, cards that you can possibly qualify for and where you could possibly improve, refinance your car, et cetera, et cetera. They'll make suggestions to you to help you save a bunch of money. And again, anything you can do to like help improve your credit, save money, you know, get kind of tips to stop.
This article was interesting. Was interestingly weird, though. Secret number 6 there doesn't actually tell anyone anything beyond improve your credit score.
Well, improve your credit score.
Add up to 200 points to both of your credit scores. Like, it's got some great secret tip to give you.
Well, the first step to that is check your credit regularly, make sure you're monitoring it, and do something about it. I mean, essentially, they're just telling you to do something about your credit. Most people aren't even aware of their credit.
Yeah.
I mean, it shouldn't be a secret that you should be aware of your credit, but most people still don't bother to check their credit scores, and they don't know what's going on with it. You know, they can't handle a $500.
I don't understand most.
They can't handle a $500 expense. They don't have more than $3,000 in the bank, and they don't know what their credit scores even are.
Or they know in their heart of hearts that it is so bad that they just don't even want to look.
Maybe
it's it's that bill. It's laying face down on the table, and they don't want to turn it over because it's gonna be. They bought too much alcohol, too much sake.
Short-sightedness, really. Yeah. You got to plan for the future. And it seems that most Americans are. This has been Free Talk Live. Head on over to freetalklive.com to check out the show archives going back more than 10 years.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvenny ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Do you want to work from home, get paid, and forward Liberty all at the same time? Free Talk Live is looking for account executives and appointment setters. If you've got a phone, a computer, internet connectivity, initiative, and a belief in the non-aggression principle, you're qualified. Earn up to $85,000 a year full-time, $25,000 a year part-time. Set your own hours, work from home, spread freedom. Join our team and work with one of the biggest leaders in the Liberty movement. Apply now at sales.freetalklive.com. Sales.freetalklive.com.
Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.